Hello, my name's Kevin Wilson. Welcome to my world. Think of this as a safe haven. The deck chairs are free. The weather is just how you like it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because everybody's welcome on the Isle of Kevin. Or, to put it another way, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. I was horrified to read the other day that the chairman of Lincolnshire Council, Lincolnshire with all due respect, is that flat and interesting area near the depressingly cold and featureless east coast of what I call England. This chairman, who goes by the name of Martin Trollope Bellew, well, there's a name to conjure with, actually proposed to a Conservative councillor during the speech at the council meeting the other evening. It was his final speech as council chairman, and he used it to propose to Rosemary Woolley. My sources tell me she didn't answer straight away, but eventually said yes. Rumours that she asked for a show of hands on whether or not to accept his proposal are just that, rumours. However, I wouldn't be surprised if, after the meeting was over, Rosemary asked for her decision to be referred to a meeting of the scrutiny committee so it could be verified and challenged. I mean, who would want to marry anyone with a hyphenated surname, for goodness sake? Especially when the first half of that hyphenated name is Trollope. To be absolutely honest, if I was Rosemary, I'd call a referendum. I've heard of affairs of state, but what a state of affairs! The thing is, people in high places have no idea how to carry their responsibilities out with dignity and grace, do they? Now, that's a well-known firm of solicitors, by the way. Dignity and grace, I mean. I mean, take buses, for instance. People who get on buses are usually on their phones, staring out of the window, or trying desperately to spread out a bit so that large person with body odour doesn't choose the seat next to them. But that's no reason to treat bus passengers shabbily, is it? But what's this I hear? A bus company in Russia, which is a few miles away from here, is using a converted hearse to carry passengers from A to B, or perhaps more accurately, from A to Z. Z being the last letter of the alphabet, the end. See what I did there? My intelligence sources in the Russian city of Omsk. I'll say that again, Omsk. Oh yes, my influence is global, you know. Say passengers are particularly uneasy because, instead of the usual seats lining both sides of the bus all the way to the back, they found a weirdly disguised back hatch, no seats at the back, and extra radiators. The buses, run by private companies, appear to have lived a previous life as a hearse, with a hatch to enable undertakers to load a coffin on and off, benches instead of seats at the back to enable mourners to sit either side of the deceased, and curtains to afford the mourners some privacy. In Russia, of course, it's a long-standing practice for mourners and the deceased to travel to a funeral in the same vehicle. So, all this is what one normally would expect from a hearse, rather than the bus, for your morning commute. But islanders and our most welcome visitors can be assured I have no plans to introduce such a service here on the Isle of Kevin. However, I am making it compulsory for people waiting at bus stops to stand on one leg. Why? I'll tell you. My scientists have confirmed that flamingos do that to conserve energy. So if they can do it, so can islanders. We're not going to be outdone by a bunch of brightly coloured birds, are we? So, bearing in mind the infrequency of buses, I am requiring everyone to conserve energy by standing on one leg instead of hopping from one foot to the other, tutting, looking at their watches, or calendars maybe to check whether they're waiting on the right day of the week, or reading War and Peace again, or annoying fellow would-be travellers with comments such as, "I was 35 stone when I joined this queue 35 days ago," or, "Oh, I've had to shave 3 times while I've been waiting for this bus." Practical solutions to everyday problems. That's what we're about here, oh yes. Ah, now, I must dash. Jeeves, that's my butler, you might know him, Jeff Jeeves, lives in a mud hut in Roxall. Yes, that's the one. Well, he's just limped into my study with a tray of tea and cookies the size of a Hebridean island. Excuse me for a moment, will you? Ah, it's the bank holiday weekend again. There's no rest for some, though, is there? And no matter what I do, people keep coming to visit the island. I've tried quadrupling the ferry prices, slashing the number of crossings, closing roads that lead to the ferry ports, issuing fake weather forecasts, doom and gloom storms, etc., etc., and just about every deterrent I can think of. But still they come. Between you and I, I've even written bogus reviews on TripAdvisor, but to no avail. So now, I'm changing tactics. I am actively encouraging the development of new attractions and events. If I can't get rid of them, I might as well give them something to do. That's my attitude. And I think the Isle of Kevin needs more festivals. There just aren't enough to go around. I mean, we've only got the Isle of Kevin Festival, with ageing superstars. We've got the 80s Festival. Not 80 years old, well, I think some of them might be actually, but 1980s, I mean. The Raw Onion Festival, the Slow Moving Steamroller Festival, the Worstival. Oh no, that's moved to Dorset, wherever that is, hasn't it? That's a relief. And many more, marking our love of books, beer and boats. But it's not enough. There's a gap in the market and I am grabbing it. Well, I'm mixing my metaphors, I know. I apologise for that. So anyway, today, I am proud to announce the Isle of Kevin Car Boot Festival. Yes, the whole island will become a gigantic car park full of cars and white vans selling things. Just think of the bargains. Just think of the attraction it'll be and the fun everyone's going to have. I'm opening up every bit of space on the island, including coast paths, farmers' fields, they won't like it, but that's tough. Town centre car parks, promenades, beaches. But I do draw the line at opening up my garden for this purpose. I don't want tyre marks on my cucumber, thank you very much indeed. And speaking of gardens, I was guest of honour at Chelsea Flower Show a few days ago. Queen of England and her hubby Phil, they were waiting impatiently outside for me to complete my inspection of Monty Don's bush. But I wasn't to be hurried. Ah, but I digress. It's not like me. Bank holiday memories. You want to hear my memoirs, don't you? I knew I'd forgotten something. Yes, there we are. Let's have a rustle of paper while I look through the diaries. Oh, here we are. Here's an entry. And I quote, "So nice to see islanders out in the sun enjoying themselves, and the visitors putting a few hours' work in before joining the queue for lunch at the work camp. As the rambling curfew is now in place, we have offered visitors the chance to join a voluntary conservation program. Fixing my car. The roller is a few years old now, and Kev, the chauffeur, has knackered the engine already. We use a biofuel. Silage. Unfortunately, Kev got a bit mixed up and put 4-star liquid manure in the tank. I knew something was wrong when pedestrians keeled over, holding their noses as we ticked over at the island's only traffic lights. It's a busy junction, this one. The only public toilets on one corner and Kev's cafe on the other. And that's what I call proper town planning. So, our happy tourists are now helping Kev, the chauffeur, strip the engine, clean up the bodywork, delouse the upholstery, polish the aerial and so forth. And those that complain, you'd be surprised, people do complain, you know. They're sent out to join my other working party, installing a moving staircase from the beach to the clifftop. This will eventually link up with my new rapid transit system, further speeding up the time it takes to get rid of people at the end of their holiday. Oh yes, I remember this well, happy days. And it's a cracking idea. not least because the cost is covered by a grant from the European Commission, who tell me, well, this is a few years ago, by the way, who tell me they have built up a money mountain and need to get rid of some quick to keep costs down. At least, I think that's the gist of it. Anyway, small price to pay for peace in Europe, and what I say. I tell the EC, I call it EC, excessive consumption. Do you like that? I tell them I have lots of plans for the future regeneration of my island, and I'll send them my shopping list in due course. Well, that's it from the memoirs for this week. There's no room for slackers here. I'm afraid I'm going to have to get busy now, the bank holiday and all that. But anyway, whatever you're doing, have a good time and make yourself at home here on the Isle of Kevin, because you're always welcome. Naturally. Sadly, it's goodbye from the Isle of Kevin, for this week anyway. Thank you so much for visiting. Please make sure you have all your belongings with you, and we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey. We look forward to seeing you again next Friday, here on the Isle of Kevin, where everyone's welcome, or, as we like to say, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Goodbye.